How can I help you feel better? At Franciscan Health, we ask that question quite a bit because we believe in making better moments and more of them. We believe there's a good kind of contagious and that you should feel right at home while we help you feel right again. At Franciscan Health, we believe that health can be inspired. Schedule a wellness visit today at franciscanhealth.org. Franciscan Health, inspiring health.
This is the year your house gets decluttered. This is the year your two-car garage will, in fact, be able to hold two cars. And this is the year your junk drawer becomes just a plain old drawer. Because this is the year you're gonna get organized. And it starts at Lowe's. Right now, Lowe's has great deals on organizational items, like 25% off 18-gallon storage totes. Plus, get 50% off select holiday items. Start getting organized with Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only. Tote offer ends 1-9, holiday offer 1-18.
Two dedicated hero cops, Vince, Abel, one life-saving mission, out to prove that no one is. Invincible. Oh, yeah. Starring Illinois law enforcement, featuring imprisonment, up to $25,000 in fines, no driver's license, special guest appearance by death, injury, and embarrassment. Drive sober or get pulled over. Tune in at InvincibleShow.com.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Those original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon, 5 o'clock, and from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena for great matchups, Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets on sale at nusports.com. Let's start with some pro basketball. About 9 minutes left in regulation. The Bulls have clawed their way back in, down double digits most of the game. They're down 5 at the moment, 90-85 to the Indiana Pacers. In hockey, the Blackhawks back in action a little bit later this evening on the road again, this time at Carolina. Scott Darling will be in goal, and Brian Campbell will be back after missing his first game after that long consecutive game streak came to an end last night. College football, late in regulation, Stanford leading North Carolina 25-23. Carolina had scored a touchdown. They went for two, failed to convert, so Stanford looks like they're going to hold on. They lead it by a deuce with just seconds to go in the Sun Bowl game. Meanwhile, in the Music City Bowl game, they're in the third quarter, Tennessee leading Nebraska 24-7. The Arizona Bowl is in the first quarter, South Alabama in front of Air Force 7-3. And the Liberty Bowl earlier today, Georgia was a winner over TCU 31-23. In pro football, the Bears are listing Leonard Floyd as doubtful for Sunday's game at Minnesota, and Pernell McPhee is being listed as questionable. He's got that bad shoulder. Meanwhile, the Vikings have already ruled out running back Adrian Peterson. College basketball at the half. Valparaiso leading UIC 31-24 in the first half. It's Central Michigan in front of Chicago State 23-15. And Northwestern and Michigan State set to go. The Cats have won 10 in a row. Their overall record is 12-2. Gopher game day greatness and join 670 The Score in Dos Equis at Crazy Poor in Villa Park from 2 to 4 this Saturday, December 31st for a college football watch party. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The Hyundai holiday sales event going on right now. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the home for the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bear Mondays. It starts at 5 a.m. with the Mully and Hanley Show breaking down the Bears-Vikings game, then continuing coverage throughout the day right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We're coming home to Chicago, baby. Jed's in charge. I'm going on a bender.
Whether he's still on it, it's possible, but uncertain, because you never know with that guy. But it's never a bad time to talk about the world champion Chicago Cubs. Never a bad time to actually keep saying the phrase world champion Chicago Cubs until it actually feels familiar. Time for us to go back to the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. We are joined by Cubs assistant general manager Shiraz Raymond on the score. Hello, Shiraz.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. You know, I was laughing because when the middle of the season, I was talking with, shall we say, a high-ranking Cubs official who said, when we win the World Series, whenever that is, we're going to lose a lot of really good people. He said, we've got a lot of people here who are believing in what we're doing, who are part of this mission, who once they get their ring are going to actually make the money somewhere that they probably should be making. And I was thinking, you would have to be at some point, you're one of those guys, being on the young side and with the assistant GM title and a guy who interviewed for some positions already. I guess I count me as a little surprised that you're still here.
Well, I'll take it as a compliment, especially the guy on the young side side of things. Sometimes with two toddlers, it feel pretty old. But no, I'm happy to be here, man. I mean, you know, success obviously brings opportunities to lots of people, players or coaches, and us front office guys too, and that's nice, and it's flattering to kind of go through that process. But it's a pretty fun group to be around. This was obviously a historic, epic, whatever adjective you want to use, season, and it was a really sort of the whole process of kind of running through these 5 years. It was just so rewarding to kind of get to the, you know, get to the championship that we in the city of Chicago deserved so badly at the end of the year, that I've just been enjoying it a little bit. So I appreciate the comment. I'm sure rumors will fly around for other talented folks at the Cubs and other clubs as well. But as it stands now, happy to be here and happy to be ready to try and defend our title next year.
Yeah, the afterglow has lasted so long. It's hard to believe we're like 6 weeks away from pitchers and catchers reporting. Spring training is it's right here. And we've used the phrase a lot when it comes to actually looking at the construction of the major league roster. I say, well, these are all good problems to have. Well, you got so many guys who can play so many positions, and now with Kyle Schwarber back, and he's in left, and it is Baez a second baseman. But the fact is, good problems to have are still problems. They still need solutions. And where would you say the Cubs are in trying to get a good read with everybody who needs to be involved on what the proper way is to figure out how to piece this puzzle together?
Well, I mean, I think, first of all, your first point, 100% true, that the kind of afterglow has lasted a while, and you keep bumping into people on the street, or, you know, I spent some time with some relatives over the break here, over the holidays, and people are just reliving different memories with you and different connections that they had to the city or to the organization or to a player. It's been really, 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 really fun to go through that. So I'm not rushing turning the page maybe quite yet. But as for turning the page, yeah, I mean, I think as our roster goes, I mean, I think one of the things you've seen Theo and Jed kind of pound the table for over our time here has been organizational depth, be it, you know, prospect depth, you know, sort of in our first few years. And now at the major league level, which is probably a little more of our focus, you know, in the last few years, is, you know, position player depth as well as pitching depth. And we've done a, you know, maybe a slightly better job with one than the other. But I guess the short answer is I give you is on the position player side, because I think you were kind of referring to that,
right,
with Schwarbs and maybe some of the outfielders. I think two things. You know, one, we've all seen the way Joe likes to use pieces, right? And he likes to move guys around a little bit. You saw last year with Zobrist, with Chris Bryant, our MVP, you know, with Javi and others, even Wilson Contreras. And so that's part of it. So having a lot of pieces that kind of you can move around and fit in multiple positions is kind of a really good thing for us. And then I think the second part is, I think often, you know, off-season, quote-unquote, logjam turns into absolute necessity depth in June.
Right.
You know, and last season was a great example of that. You know, we kind of were sort of preparing for life without Dexter, and we brought in Hayward, we brought in Zobrist. Kind of everyone was asking us, what are you going to do with catching and with Soler and with Schwarber? And, you know, Dexter, you know, fell into our laps the way he did, and we were able to bring him back, which we were really excited to do. Well, thank God we did, right? Because, you know, Kyle obviously suffers that horrific injury in the first week of the season, and thank God we have that extra depth. So, obviously, no one's trying to count on that type of thing happening again, and we certainly hope it doesn't. But I just think it's amazing, and even more on the pitching side, but even on the position player side, you never know what kind of depth you're going to need once we start playing games.
What's the latest that you hear about the Jason Hayward Arizona work? Everything we heard with it from the outset was he was buying a house so he could be down there and get to work on stuff. I read something else that it wasn't so much a reinvention or a breaking down of what he's doing as to going back and finding out what he did when he was successful and getting him comfortable once again. What do you know about where the process stands and about where your expectation level is?
First of all the credit to him in the world, because you're right, he has been out there in Arizona and bought a house and has been at our complex for a few weeks now, really working his behind off, and he's up there with some of our hitting coaches and just really working his tail off to kind of, like you said, it's not so much a reinvention as much as it is just kind of allowing things to slow down a little bit in an off season and get a chance to do things that are a little more mechanical, tweaks, and kind of get back to the player that I think he was. And it allows you to kind of like do things like kind of get enough repetitions to kind of like change that muscle memory and get yourself in an ability to kind of rejigger your swing a little bit in a way that's really hard to do in the season. So all the credit to him in the world for kind of how he handled himself all this year and then really getting after it well before, you know, your average bear is out in at a spring training complex. I think he takes a lot of pride in what he does, and I think he's excited, for next year. And we're really excited to have him have that attitude towards this offseason.
I know this is it's an easy question to ask, but it also, human nature being what it is, that the complacency that's possible somewhere, maybe not your office, but the fact that so much of what the Cubs have been doing for these 5 years has been driven by this goal, by this thing to get to this. I've seen it in the eyes of fans, and I've talked to lifelong fans about it who feel like something is just a little off. That's like, well, now what? Now we did that. And as much as you can say, we got to do it again. It's our job to do it again. It's the essence of what we are. We can't stop that. There is still something that for every human being, it's not the same. What's the proper approach? And whether it's for your office or how anybody is working within the organization, that thread that bound everything together is now for a very good reason, it's not quite there anymore. How do you replicate it or replace it?
Well, I mean, I think it's a very fair question. And obviously every team that kind of wins the championship has to worry about it. When you're able to kind of break a 108-year-old curse, kind of that next year question is probably more prescient. I want to say a couple of things. I mean, we do have to be aware of it. We do have to make sure we are setting the right tone. And Joe does such a great job with the players at kind of managing them, leader of men type stuff, and keeping guys motivated on the prize. I think he did an amazing job this year with all the expectations that were heaped on those guys, you know, starting about a year ago. So I've no doubt he'll do that. I think on the front office side, I think it's funny. It kind of starts at the top, and Theo's probably the most competitive person I've ever met. And Jed's certainly no slouch. So and it kind of goes from there. I think all of us, are pretty, competitive in that sense. And as much as I think we have enjoyed the celebration, enjoyed talking about winning, I think like one of the things we've all talked about over the last couple of months is how we feel a little behind the eight ball on planning for 2017. And God, we got a lot of work to do. We got a lot of, you know, minor league free agents to sign and other issues to solve with the big league team. And so I don't think you're going to see anyone letting up on the accelerator on the front office side. And then just back to the players again. I mean, I think one of the things that was most impressive with them this year was how they managed the expectations that we just talked about all year, but then kind of rising to the occasion multiple times in some obviously pretty epic scenarios in the playoffs. And I just think the makeup of our team, we've been so fortunate. It's so good. I don't really see our group as being the type that struggles with that too much. I think it's something we should be all mindful of, and we'll certainly talk about it as we get closer to camp. But it's probably not my largest concern going in, just based on the makeup of our club and our coaching staff.
I don't want to make too much about a backup catcher, but people I know close to the team were just effusive in their praise of David Ross from the moment he arrived, for what he did on the field, on the bench, in the clubhouse, what he did working with Rizzo, and the significant role that he played. And I've always been about the measurables, and I've just been, it's, you know, sure, I need to see it. I need to see what's tangible, and don't give me chemistry. But you know what? I've come around a lot, and because really smart people and people I respect have explained better what some of it means and give me better examples of what guys like that do and how over the course of 6 months it comes into play. So I get it. I understand it. If David Ross mattered that much, if a 40-year-old backup catcher mattered that much, what's next for that replacement? Who steps into that kind of role if, in fact, this team, now a champion, still needs that kind of influence?
Well, I think first of all, it's a good point. I mean, and every team, I think, needs that. So I'd certainly say that. And you can't say enough good things about David Ross. I mean, he deserves every ounce of the praise that he's gotten over the last few months and really over this entire season in 2015 as well. And I think he deserves it because his impact, not only on John Lester or our pitching staff or our bullpen, but like you said, on all the position players and those around the team. I mean, I feel like he impacted me and he impacted us in the front office.
How so?
I can't say enough. I think with David, it was so easy. There were kind of little things when you're kind of working through the advanced process and you're kind of scouting an opponent and you're talking through kind of ways you think you could beat a particular opponent or things you can do, strategies you could use to beat a particular reliever or defensive shifting or whatever it is. And it's so great to have players that can interact and kind of have sort of a two-way dialogue about some of the research that our scouts or our analytics guys might come up with. And David was amazing at that and kind of had an appetite for information, wanted to read it, wanted to see it, and then would put it into play or push back and say, I think that's off base. And to be fair to him, he's certainly not the only one. But he was great at that. And so I sort of got to experience that a couple of times. It was a real pleasure. But I guess, you know, moving forward, I think the answer is a few things. I mean, I think hopefully his impact on guys like Riz, who's been a bit of a natural leader, and KB as he, you know, wins an MVP award, and guys like Jason Hayward they've brought in, and Ben Zobrist has obviously been a veteran guy that's been kind of hailed for his makeup and rightfully so for a long time. I think all those guys will probably take on, you know, even more leadership roles as the season goes on. And as they get older and mature, especially with sort of the Riz and the Bryants and the Russells of the world. And then, you know, secondly, we also, you know, have actively looked for that type of like makeup impact. And that's one of the reasons why we're so happy to get John Jay. He's a guy who kind of across the industry is kind of hailed as being a really, really solid makeup guy, just a great teammate. And we spoke to a number of people in the game before we made the move and have gotten a lot of unsolicited phone calls since, actually. To Theo, to all of our players, to Joe, hailing him as such a great teammate. So hopefully he's able to fill in a little bit of that. I don't want to put the Grandpa Rossi expectations on anybody, but
right.
I think it may be a little bit of everyone kind of stepping up to fill that void. And I think in any case, you're right that it's important that we as a team find a way to do that because that was a big part of our identity.
See, I had Hayward on that list too because I've always found Jason Hayward to be much older than his years, and he's got a gravity about him that is well beyond that of somebody who's still a young player. And it just, if he could hit 260, you know, if he could just be okay enough with the bat and drive the ball a little bit, and then you get all the defensive runs saved, all the defensive value, all the run prevention value, the base running value, and then the stuff you can't measure, he becomes an extremely valuable player when he can just shore up the one aspect of his game that was a negative.
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, maybe it's his physical presence.
It could be.
you know, which I think is where it starts, but he's an incredibly articulate guy and an amazing teammate as well. And I think some of the kind of stories that have trickled out about the World Series and the rain delay are good examples of that. But you're right. Whether it's, and I think I mentioned him earlier, but he's absolutely someone we would look to kind of help fill that void as well. And looking forward to see him play in 2017 and bounce back and show really the guy that he was for, you know, the 6 years leading up to that, which was, you know, a little bit of an offensive player than he was obviously in 2016, or a lot better an offensive player. And I think he's excited for it, and we're excited to see him do that.
All right, last thing for you, we appreciate your time, Shiraz, is that I talked to one of those in your office who was part of the compulsory cake eating he was involved in the lucky cake mandatory consumption that he would be, they'd be like, there would be a, like a muster call would go out saying everybody who has to come eat the lucky cake has to come eat the lucky cake. And he was complaining to me that he thought he put on 7 pounds out of just cake and otherwise nervous eating. He did say, however, it was damn good cake. Now, I don't know if, were you involved in that particular crew as well?
Fortunately or unfortunately, I was. probably more like unfortunately. It was some of the richest chocolate cake I think I've ever had in my life, is the answer. But it was delicious. I think it was actually made by Levy Restaurant.
Right.
We occasionally in the front office, we like to work hard and play hard. And I'll say this, during a game, a lot of what we do all season long, but certainly in the playoffs, if we're in a suite rather than being in the stands like we usually are on the road, there's a lot of nervous eating just generally. And I think Theo tries to keep things light. And we've had a fair amount of sort of competitive eating competitions during games or either to spark a rally at some point. And the chocolate cake, excuse me, for the playoffs just kind of took on a life of its own. And I guess it worked. So you can't really argue with it.
You're all children. You know that.
Yes.
Every last one of you.
Well, you got to keep things light. You know, it's a long season and there's a lot of reasons to stress out. So, plus anything we can do to help the team, we're kind of willing to do, even if it's putting on 8 pounds of chocolate cake in one off season.
Shiraz, thank you very much for your time and best of luck with spring training almost upon us. Amazingly. Thanks.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me.
That is Shiraz Raymond, assistant general manager of the Chicago Cubs. I'm Dan Bernstein and you have Sports Radio 670 WSCR, The Score.
Listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Doug Gottlieb with the CBS Sports Minute brought to you by AutoZone. From parts to helpful advice, AutoZone has everything you need to get in the zone. AutoZone. I know this is going to surprise you, but the Buffalo Bills have the longest streak of not making the playoffs in the National Football League. And if you need reason why, I give you Tyrod Taylor's contract as just a microcosm of the bigger macro issues. He's a viable bottom tier starting quarterback in the National Football League. But just like so many other bad decisions the Bills have made, they re-upped his contract even though he was under contract for this season. He has a lump payment of $30 million due to him if he's on the roster next year. And now that he's hurt his groin and is going to require surgery, guess what the Bills will owe him? $30 million. Bills, of course, negotiate against themselves, which is why it doesn't surprise anybody they're not in the playoffs. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Two dedicated hero cops, Vince, Abel, one life-saving mission, out to prove that no one is. Starring Illinois law enforcement, featuring imprisonment, up to $25,000 in fines, no driver's license, special guest appearance by death, injury, and embarrassment. Drive sober or get pulled over. Tune in at InvincibleShow.com.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward. At the University of Illinois Springfield, you'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
How can I help you feel better? At Franciscan Health, we ask that question quite a bit because we believe in making better moments and more of them. We believe there's a good kind of contagious and that you should feel right at home while we help you feel right again. At Franciscan Health, we believe that health can be inspired. Schedule a wellness visit today at franciscanhealth.org. Franciscan Health, inspiring health.
This is the year your house gets decluttered. This is the year your two-car garage will, in fact, be able to hold two cars. And this is the year your junk drawer becomes just a plain old drawer. Because this is the year you're gonna get organized. And it starts at Lowe's. Right now, Lowe's has great deals on organizational items, like 25% off 18-gallon storage totes. Plus, get 50% off select holiday items. Start getting organized with Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only. Tote offer ends 1-9, holiday offer 1-18.
Introducing Play.it, home of best-in-class entertainment and storytelling, featuring lifestyle experts and personalities.
Hey, it's Perez Hilton.
This is Michael Rapaport.
I'm Stassi Schroeder.
This is Drinks Champ Radio.
Welcome to the Cosmo Happy Hour.
Hey, it's Ellie Wilson from Rap Radar.
Gamertag Radio.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
The biggest stories in entertainment.
Relationships, dating, celebrities.
We're going to sit down with the culture's most important voices.
Everything you would talk about with your best friends.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
If you haven't been into Mattress Firm yet, you're going to miss out on the year-end closeout sale. So here's the deal. Don't miss out on the year-end closeout sale and go into a Mattress Firm near you. There's good reason to do so because nobody sells for less, especially during this closeout sale. Huge year-end savings, up to 50% off select floor models. That's half off. Up to 60% off accessories. That's more than half off. It's only while supplies last. You can save up to $500 store-wide on all the best brands, Sealy, Beautyrest, Stearns & Foster, and more. For a limited time, you can get a free box with select mattress purchases. So that helps you, too. That's a big savings. For a limited time, also, if you want to go big, and I do suggest doing this because it's a mattress. It's where you are if things are going right. 8 hours a day. It's worth spending a little bit more money for the Tempur-Pedic mattress with the adjustable base. For a limited time, you can get not only a free $500 gift with the purchase of the Tempur-Pedic mattress and that adjustable base, perhaps more importantly, you can sleep happy with no interest financing for 5 years. And then, you know, I'm not great at math, but when you start doing the math in your head with the no interest financing and what it would cost actually per day over that period to sleep in that bed, when you're lying there and you figure it out, you say, well, wait a second. Each day, if somebody were to ask me when it's bedtime for whatever couple of bucks it is, you want to sleep in this mattress, your answer is going to be yes. So do think about it that way when you're in Mattress Firm. You can shop with confidence knowing you're going to get the lowest price. I know you see mattress advertising absolutely everywhere and you feel like you're going to walk out of there and then, oh no, I'm going to see the same mattress and it's going to cost less. It probably won't happen, but even if it were to happen, you've got the Mattress Firm Sleep Happy Guarantee. So you can bring in the advertisement that it shows that it's less than Mattress Firm's displayed or advertised price, they'll beat the price. If it's beforehand, they'll beat the price by 10%. It's free. And then after 100 days after purchase, you can go and say, wait a second, this is less, and they'll make it right. That's the Sleep Happy Guarantee. So it is the year-end closeout sale at Mattress Firm. There are multiple Mattress Firms near you. You only need one of them. You don't have to go to all of them. You don't have to go to two of them. You just go to one. You find the mattress professional. You get the process started. And you're going to be a happier person because it's Mattress Firm, where you save money and sleep.
Sunday on 60 Minutes. They are beautiful islands where you can vacation or buy a passport.
How much does it cost to get a citizenship?
$100,000.
You have to come and live in Dominica?
No.
That's right. Passports and citizenship for sale. Steve Croft investigates. Plus, it's the most famous rum in the world.
Do you like Havana Club?
Yes, of course. I'm from Cuba.
But it's the Cuban history behind it that makes it a story for 60 Minutes. Sunday on CBS.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other, featuring award-winning news programming and digital exclusives with business experts and thought leaders.
Tonight on 60 Minutes.
This is All Business with Jeffrey Hazel.
Smart Money Fundamentals.
The Business Rockstars Podcast.
Welcome to the real estate life.
We give you that news and information.
We plan to tell the gritty stories of entrepreneurship.
What's happening in business today?
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is going to inspire so many people.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it. Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're going to make you laugh. We're going to make you think.
The biggest stories in entertainment.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating, pop culture, celebrities.
Give you that news and information.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You want to see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This week in music history.
This week in 2003, Michael Jackson had his first interview since news of the allegations of sexual abuse with a young boy broke. This week in 2006, Brandy was involved in a car crash that left one woman dead. And that same week in 2006, James Brown, the godfather of soul, died at the age of 73 after being diagnosed with severe pneumonia. music. 1 year ago, 2015.
Number three.
Drake, Hotline Bling.
I know when that Hotline Bling.
Number two.
Justin Bieber, Sorry.
Get down, it's too late to say sorry now.
Number one song this week, 1 year ago in 2015. Adele, Hello.
Hello from the other side.
Tonight, join 670 The Score's Hub Arkish for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show from 6 to 10 p.m. at McHugh's Bar and Grill in Bolingbrook. Enjoy the live broadcast, enter to win Bears tickets, and watch a live interview with former Chicago Bear great Lance Briggs from 7 to 8:30. Brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Get ready to dial the contest line number. Not yet. I didn't say yet. Okay, now. Be caller number six to the contest line, 312-591-6700, and you and a guest will attend the Terry Bohr's last broadcast farewell party in the Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage on January 5th. You can celebrate the incredible career of an incredible man. Whoever writes these just loves the word incredible. I think he's credible. He has a great career, great man. I think he's relatively credible, actually. It features past and present hosts of The Score, a champagne toast, and more. I am looking forward to being there and being a part of it. But this is going to be something, is a completely different animal. It's going to be Terry himself hosting this. I don't know exactly how they're going to work over the format for everything, but I can't wait. It's going to be a big deal.
So you're in the microwave closet.
I was in the microwave closet.
What are you doing back there?
Microwaving.
Microwaving what?
Terry was me.
Yeah, well, he always had to heat up his coffee that he never drank. And he couldn't start the show unless he had the Diet Coke that he would just open and close occasionally. But he had a Dunkin' Donuts coffee and he would go back and heat it up and then it would sit. And he'd go back and heat it up and it would sit and the show would be over and he'd throw it out. So that is the needless expenditure of energy department in all ways. Hey, you do what you got to do, and that's your thing. The Bulls have just lost. I think was it 111, 101, something like that. They rallied all the way back from a double-digit deficit to tie the game, and then they just frittered it away again. The big shot being Paul George putting Jimmy Butler in the spin cycle and knocking one down to re-extend the lead, and then it just kind of kept going. A double-double for Cristiano Felicio was not enough, amazingly. I think Jimmy had 30-some points, but the Bulls fall again, and especially in the wake of reports today, timing probably not great for Fred Hoiberg. I don't get it. I don't get the idea of pinning this on a coach or somehow this roster falling short of expectations or being less than some kind of championship team, because I don't know what doing something would really affect right now, but that was the report, a national report. It was Mark Stein who said that the hottest seat in the NBA belongs to Fred Hoiberg and that Fred Hoiberg's bosses are becoming disenchanted with the way that they are playing. And I don't know. I don't get it. I don't understand. The contract is guaranteed. You owe him $25 million. He was your handpicked guy. It would really surprise me, and I would love to hear an explanation for why they would think it had to be done at this point. But another loss, not good for the Bulls.
Scoreboard update.
It is 5:31, and from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join Coach Collins and the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena for great matchups, Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, and more. Tickets on sale at NUSports.com. As Danny was just telling you, the Bulls lose at Indiana. 111-101 is the final. They crawled back from a 14-point deficit to tie it at 99, but then down the stretch, final 2 minutes, Pacers go on a 12-2 run. They win by 10. The Bulls' record dropping to 16-17 on the season. Jimmy Butler led the Bulls with 25. Paul George, the game's high scorer, with 32. Rajon Rondo, scoreless in the first half, benched in the second half.
And it didn't do it. It didn't help them, really.
Well, Michael Carter-Williams was better. Listen, you sitting there in the studio played better than he did.
Well, it's, you know, I'm wondering at what point you've got your returns have completely diminished on the Rondo signing.
I think you can almost say right now, to be be honest with you. I mean, he plays decently one out of three games. The other two, he's pretty much invisible. He can't shoot. It's embarrassing.
Neither can Michael Carter-Williams.
No, he can't either, but at least he gets to the basket and he speeds up the play, which is what you know and I know, that which is what Fred Hoiberg wants this team to do, is at least try and get up and down the court. Rondo, in theory, says he can do it, but like I said, he doesn't do it.
He's busy. He has other things he wants to do.
Well, he'll have other things to do on another team next year. The Blackhawks at Carolina a little bit later this evening. Brian Campbell back in the lineup. Scott Darling will be in goal. Meanwhile, the Hawks do play at St. Louis on Monday. That's the outdoor game at Busch Stadium. The weather, though, could be a problem. The forecast is for near 60 degrees and possible thunderstorms. College football. We have a couple of finals now from this afternoon. Stanford holds off North Carolina in the Sun Bowl, 25-23. The Liberty Bowl going to Georgia, 31-23 over TCU. Fourth quarter, Tennessee leading the Music City Bowl, 31-14 over Nebraska. And second quarter, the Arizona Bowl, South Alabama leading Air Force, 14-3. College buckets in the first half, Michigan State leading Northwestern, 14-6. The Cats trying to make it 11 straight wins. In the second half, Valparaiso leading UIC, 46-42 at the half. Central Michigan over Chicago State, 47-43. And in pro football, the Bears listing Leonard Floyd as doubtful and Pernell McPhee questionable for Sunday's game at Minnesota. With the winter weather in today's forecast, poor driving conditions aren't something you have to look forward to. You can pick up a fresh set of wiper blades from AutoZone for maximum visibility. They'll help you see better and drive safer. So stop in today, get in the zone, AutoZone. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the home for the Ed Napleton Automotive Group Bear Mondays. It starts at 5 a.m. with the Mully and Hanley Show, breaking down the Bears-Vikings game, then continuing coverage throughout the day right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Rajon Rondo played a total of 11 minutes in the Bulls' 111-101 loss at Indianapolis. Rondo finished with no points on 0-of-2 shooting. Jimmy Butler did finish with 25. I thought he had more than that, but he had 25. It also was tasked largely with the job of trying to contain Paul George, and that didn't go well, with Paul George scoring a game-high 32 points. The Bulls shot 6 of 23 from three-point range, 26.1%. Nico Mirotic was 2 of 11, while the Pacers hit 7 of their 19 threes. The beat goes on for the Bulls. They continue to find clever ways to lose games. They rally all the way back. They had everybody going. And then as soon as the Pacers got interested again, they ran stuff to get their guys free, and the Bulls couldn't counter any of it. On the north side, it is Q. He is on the score. Hello, Q.
Oh, I'm excited to talk about this Bulls loss. How about it? Look, I was looking for two things out of this season. A lottery pick and an improved relationship with Dwayne Wade. And look, I don't know what firing Fred Hoiberg is going to accomplish, but I do know, correct me if I'm wrong, Dwayne Wade has the option of leaving after this year, correct? It's a two-year deal with his option to stay.
That's right.
And I know the Bulls are paying him the most, and most likely they are the place to stay. I don't know what his visions are, if he's just trying to create a second retirement home here, because they definitely still love him in Miami. But if you can get him to love Chicago again or love your organization again, I think that goes a long way, because he has a good relationship with a lot of players around the league. Because short of you winning a miracle lottery again like you did Derrick Rose, you got to hope that he can work some back channels and maybe get somebody to come play with him in the next year or two here. I know that we've got a couple free agents coming up, but look, I don't know how bad the relationship is between Fred Hoiberg and the entire team, because it seems like most of the players like Rajon Rondo. I agree that it's kind of disgusting watching a guy that can't shoot at that level. I mean, it's almost like a pitcher that can't throw to first at this point, the way that it looks. I just hope that we're not making Dwayne Wade so mad that he leaves after a year and says, yeah, this whole thing is messed up from the ground
up.
Well,
so what if he does? I mean, are you further away from a championship? And again, this is when you really look big picture, does that matter?
I think it makes it worse, no? I mean, think about it. If he came here for a year.
But if you want those lottery picks, that's the only way you're going to get lottery picks.
Oh, well, I'm sure. But I think Dwayne Wade is fine with losing being in the lottery. He came here knowing that it's not going to be, you know, a championship contender.
I don't know. I thought it was going to be this.
I think organizationally, I was hoping that Dwayne Wade could sell the rest of the NBA and other NBA players that the whole John Paxson, Gar Foreman thing is not that bad. And that whole leak of Fred Hoiberg being on the hot seat, the only thing I could think of is that's something coming from Foreman, because he's trying to light a fire under his guy. Because at the end of the day, I think everybody looking at Fred Hoiberg from the organization, meaning the ownership group, if they don't like what Fred Hoiberg is doing, they got to be looking at Gar Foreman and being like,
"They're linked." They're absolutely. That if it is, that wouldn't make sense to me, because Foreman would have, as his survival instincts have been so good, he would have to understand if any attention on Hoiberg is going to reflect negatively on him, because it's not like he was out combing the earth for the best possible coaching candidates when we knew that this was the coach elect the whole time.
And Thibodeau wasn't his choice, right? Thibodeau was kind of forced on him because they had interviewed him prior when they had gone Vinny Del Negro, correct? So when everything started to go kind of south there, and granted it was because of Derrick Rose's injury, everybody should have been looking at Foreman, and I think he's the one that stoked the Thibodeau fires. I think Thibodeau should still be here, my opinion.
No, there's no way. He could that was done. He could not have stayed. You wouldn't have had a functioning front office. I mean, you really didn't at the end. And you could see it in what was going on with the way the players were responding. When you have players who are holding their own practices, they won't come to the practice facility anymore because of the coach. And they couldn't. I mean, I celebrated the Tom Thibodeau era, but I also understand why he had to go. And I certainly don't. If he were here right now, it wouldn't look any better than this.
Well, what about this? Think about it. Most of those players that were holding their own meetings, that was Gasol, that was Noah. Those guys aren't.
I know who they were, but I've been agreed to not name names in that.
I gotcha. But I'm just saying, if it was Paxson and Foreman that went, and Thibodeau was still here, does this team look better with this roster?
I don't think you're closer to a title.
Oh, well, we won't be, because there's a guy named LeBron James and a whole bunch of dudes doing mean things to people on the West Coast. But, hey, Dan, always a pleasure listening to you solo. I think your skills as a broadcaster really shine through. You're super polished. That being said, I do love when you have a partner so you can really come out and be the giant Deutsche Bank that you are.
Thank you, Q. Have a happy new year.
Happy new year, bud.
Next up, we will do transition with Hub Arkish, who is out at McHugh's getting ready for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show, and we'll look forward to saying hello to Hub next on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Want a better car? Head to Hyundai.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
How can I help you feel better? At Franciscan Health, we ask that question quite a bit, because we believe in making better moments and more of them. We believe there's a good kind of contagious, and that you should feel right at home while we help you feel right again. At Franciscan Health, we believe that health can be inspired. Schedule a wellness visit today at franciscanhealth.org. Franciscan Health, inspiring health.
Hey, Chicago baseball fans. The hit book, What It Takes, is now available for purchase on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other major websites. Follow the journey of average fan Jacob Riley when, as a gimmick, he gets a chance to play baseball on the north side of Chicago. Can his hard work and ingenuity help him bat over 200, contribute to a major league team, and maybe even lead them to another championship title? Find out in J. Gerard Jr.'s exciting new book, What It Takes. If you're a true Chicago baseball fan, you have to have this book. That's What It Takes by J. Gerard Jr., available on Amazon and other major retailers. Buy it today.
Concerned about paying for college? Save thousands by starting your bachelor's degree at College of Lake County. Our new guaranteed transfer admission program gets you into nearly 20 great universities, or enroll in programs training you for high-paying jobs in the hottest fields. CLC classes start January 17th, but there's still time to enroll in Grace Lake, Waukegan, Vernon Hills, and online. Call 847-COLLEGE or visit clcillinois.edu/results. Connect to your future at College of Lake County.
CBS Friday. Mac is back.
Woo-hoo!
the most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he going to stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil. I'm dangerous. Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
This is Michael Rappaport of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. If you love fantasy football as much as I do, then come listen to the podcast for the Fantasy Football Follies every week. We are bringing the fun and the funk back to fantasy. If you want to dance with the dingo in daily or weekly fantasy football and my team, Rappaport's Delight, then tune in to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on iTunes, Play It/Rappaport, and more. Fantasy Football Follies.
I Am Rappaport Podcast.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
That's enough of me for a while, so we don't have to inflict any more of this on you for, until Wednesday, when I'll be back, right, the day before the big Terry Bors send-off. But now you get Hub. You get 4 hours of Hub, interspersed a little bit of Lance Briggs in there out of McHugh's in Bolingbrook for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Hello, Hub.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
I'm doing great. We had a terrific time today and talking a ton of things. There's some Bulls news. There's been all kinds of Bears stuff going on, and both Sox and Cubs discussion today. So it's been a really fun and fast-moving 5 hours. I imagine football will be front and center for you, as it often is.
Football will be. We're going to try and see if we can get our arms a little bit more around the Bulls story, if there is one as well. I'm curious as to what you've heard. This one kind of has gotten legs in the last 24 hours, thanks to Mark Stein at ESPN, and I don't know if there's any substance to it or not, but it is obviously a hot topic.
I don't know what to make of it either. You know, when Steve Ashburner said he was pretty upfront about saying, hey, sometimes, let's be honest, this time of year, a national media writer who needs a topic is going to say, all right, let's look around at the turn of the year and see what teams might be underachieving. And you call a couple people and you hear something and you roll with it. So I don't know either. It doesn't make sense to me.
No.
I don't quite get the logic, especially if it's Gar Forman say going to ownership and saying you got to buy out the remainder of a $25 million contract because the guy that I insisted was the right guy is now not the right guy.
Yeah, it really doesn't make much sense. Now, if the report, and he did mention in the report the possibility that John Paxson and Gar Forman could be under the gun as well, but again, didn't seem to be quoting any sources or anything, that would make sense to me. But the
sure.
idea that Fred Hoiberg is responsible, I mean, he's come in and tried to make chicken salad out of what they gave him, you know? So it's certainly it's generated some conversation. We know that. Looking forward to having Lance Briggs out here for an hour and a half. Certainly he knows a little bit about 17th weeks of the season with not a lot to play for. Curious to get his take on this Bears team. Obviously, we're keeping up on all the bowl games. I don't know if you guys ever had the Who Needs Two Tavern to out here at McHugh's in Bolingbrook. Have you ever been out here?
The honest answer, Hub, after nearly 400 Who Needs Two Tavern tours, we might have been.
No, you'd remember this. This is an interesting place. It's McHugh's Bar and Grill, and I thought we were just coming out to a nice sports bar, which it is, but it is also a large OTB site, and it is a huge all-season, all-weather golf dome. And So it's a really neat complex. I pull up, and there's guys with their drivers and their irons, and they're inside hitting balls. And then I come in here, and the ponies are running from wherever they're running across the country and got the bowl games on. So it's a great spot. Hopefully folks will come out and see us tonight. Or if not, keep us tuned in on the radio as we talk more sports here at the Score.
Do you know what? I think we might have been there, and I don't know if it's if it was recently built. I know we did a show from a similar sports bar slash golf dome. But it was many years ago, and I want to say it was something under the Ditka umbrella. So his name was attached to it. So
well, that takes in almost every business venture in Chicago
or anywhere else. Yeah. So I do have a memory of doing one of our shows from a bar slash golf dome. But it does. I'm looking at the website now. It was not this. This is way nicer and way more modern. And we also when we were there that day, I remember it because we had a guy pull up in a van who walked in with a cardboard box filled with vacuum packed meat and was trying to sell it to people. He was trying to sell people like meat that had quote unquote just fallen off a truck somewhere. Like, hey, come here. You want to buy a steak? Yeah, and we eventually told the management, you might want to get this guy out of here.
That is our tip of the day for anyone listening on your way home. Never buy vacuum packed meat from a stranger. I would probably say that's a bad idea.
So. It's like the guy that came up to me in North Avenue at a gas station. Hey, you want to buy some speakers? No. I got them on the truck right here. Yeah, they're good speakers. No, thanks. I think I'm good. That was the other tips we've had today. That one tip that I've had is you got 2 days left to make in-kind charitable donations to get the tax deduction. Because if you haven't cleaned out your kid's room or your room and anything that hasn't been worn in a year, you can donate it and deduct a certain percentage of the original retail price, depending on what your accountant tells you to do. So it is a huge tax savings. It benefits everybody because it provides thrift stores with much needed inventory for people who shop there, and it declutters your kids' rooms.
Interesting. I was wondering what I was going to do tomorrow. So
there you go.
Yeah, I mean, our kid's been out of the house for 15 years. We haven't cleaned out the room, so maybe it's time. You know, you never know.
So the texters are saying it used to be called the Ditka Sports Dome. Yeah, they must have completely refurbished it. Then the answer is yes. Well, we have done a show from there.
Okay, nice place. Very nice. We got a great crowd out here. We're going to have fun. And we're going to obviously talk a little bit about what to expect on Black Monday relative to the NFL. I don't think there's any earth-shaking news coming from the Bears, but we will also try and dissect what the Bears might do, you know, what might and might not be coming. Was up at Hallis Hall today, visited with John Fox with the rest of the media for a few minutes, and they feel very much like an organization that's settled in. They know they got to do better, but usually you get a sense if people are at least a little worried looking over their shoulders. There's none of that going on at Hallis Hall right now. Am I 99.9% convinced that John Fox is safe? I've come around over the course of the week to believing that even Dowell Loggins is probably safe.
Goody.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's really on John Fox. It's not on Dowell Loggins. He's a young football coach. Talked about this a little bit this morning with Jay and Shep. If we're going to and I've been hard on him this year, and I think his play calling is demanded that, but if we're going to give Adam Gase a lot of credit for what he got out of Jay Cutler last year, we have to remember that it was Dowell Loggins who was the quarterback coach. And so, he gets a piece of that, too. My feeling at this point is that, John Fox told us this is his offense, and it's a run-first offense. And so if he wants to bring Dowell Loggins back, that's fine, as long as he teaches him how to call running plays. So we'll see what kind of self-evaluation, self-scouting goes on during the offseason. Obviously, everybody looking forward, and I say everybody in the media, to next Wednesday when we will actually get to visit with Ryan Pace for the first time in a long time.
I'm glad you brought that up to you. I started the show with this today. I'm livid that they're having John Fox as part of that press conference, because all it does is it diffuses responsibility. It takes half of the opportunity to actually engage in some kind of real conversation, quote unquote, with Ryan Pace away, because Fox is there. We've heard enough from Fox. There's no business there when it's finally time to hear from the guy in charge and hear him talk about John Fox without having the guy sit there next to him.
Well, and I can tell you, Dan, there was some conversation about exactly that in the media room today. There have been some behind the scenes efforts at diplomacy to explain to the Bears that it would be a really great thing if the media, and through the media more importantly, the Bears fans, had access to Ryan Pace solo. Efforts have been made, and apparently it's not going to happen, at least this this Wednesday.
That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And so that tells me, at first I thought it was just a mistake, a lack of awareness. That tells me that they are actively trying to defuse blame for a rebuilding year that's gone down the toilet. That sucks.
I think the issue is, which I the one thing I'll hold out for because I just don't know the answer, is this a decision that is being forced upon Ryan Pace, or is it Ryan Pace's desire? I'm not saying it's okay either way. It's not.
Right.
We should be able to talk to Ryan Pace. But as far as what the meaning of it is, I just would need to understand, Ryan Pace has made, I shouldn't say he's made clear, it's become clear in the first 2 years, he doesn't love the camera. He doesn't love the media. He'd rather be scouting, and that's fine as long as he has the control he needs. But if these kind of decisions are not ones that he's making on his own, then there's a real issue.
Yep.
And we don't know, who is making the final call on this.
Well, I'm glad you said what you said about the media efforts to try to change things, and I hope they end up being successful, because there's no question it would be the right thing to do. All right, Hub, we'll get out of your way. Lance Briggs is going to be joining you. It is Hub Arkish from McHugh's in Bolingbrook from 6 until 10. And we have thank yous to send out. We want to thank Zach Zaidman, Jim Suhan, Nick Hostetler, Steve Ashburner, Dan Durkin, and Shiraz Raymond for joining us today. Really fun show. Well put together today by both Anthony Gill and Shane Reardon, who worked very hard. And thank you, guys. This is a really good couple days, and I want to wish everybody a happy and healthy new year. I will talk to you again on Wednesday. Looking forward to Terry's show on Thursday. Please watch yourself. Be careful. There's a lot of idiots out there, a lot of amateurs on the amateur night that is New Year's Eve. So be happy, be safe, be healthy, and I will talk to you in 2017. What I hope is a much better year on a lot of fronts. So, happy new year, and have a great weekend. Bye.
Bears are now 3-12 and head to Minnesota for the final game of the season. Can the Bears end the season with a division win on the road? Or would they be better off maintaining that high draft pick? We're covering the matchup right up to game time. So get ready for the game with us on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is the year your house gets decluttered. This is the year your two-car garage will, in fact, be able to hold two cars. And this is the year your junk drawer becomes just a plain old drawer. Because this is the year you're gonna get organized. And it starts at Lowe's. Right now, Lowe's has great deals on organizational items, like 25% off 18-gallon storage totes. Plus, get 50% off select holiday items. Start getting organized with Lowe's. While supplies last, U.S. only. Tote offer ends 1-9, holiday offer 1-18.
Do you want a solid degree in criminal justice, political science, or public administration? Do you want to study at the school that's located at the heart of government? If you want this and more, choose the right path forward at the University of Illinois Springfield. You'll get the education that you expect and the size that's right for you at the University of Illinois Springfield. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other, featuring award-winning news programming and digital exclusives with business experts and thought leaders.
Tonight on 60 Minutes.
This is All Business with Jeffrey Hazel.
Smart Money Fundamentals.
The Business Rockstars Podcast.
Welcome to the Real Estate Life.
We give you that news and information.
We plan to tell the gritty stories of entrepreneurship.
What's happening in business today?
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is going to inspire so many people.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Most popular music. 22 years ago, 1994.
Number 3.
Real McCoy, Another Night.
Another night, another dream, but a
thing. Number 2.
Heidi Camo's Here Comes the Hot Stepper.
Here comes the hot stepper.
And the number 1 song this week, 22 years ago in 1994. Boys to Men on Bended Knee.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
The biggest stories in entertainment.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating, pop culture, celebrities.
Give you that news and information.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
Want to see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
We'll be right back.
most popular music. 33 years ago, 1983.
Number three.
Duran Duran, Union of the Snake.
Number two.
All the notes, Say It Isn't So. Number one song this week, 53 years ago in 1983, Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson, Say, Say, Say.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job, 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We're following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the